Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm not doing anything with the Jays and Yankees. I've done opening thoughts about the Blue Jays and specific games the last 2 days. We're going to talk a lot about Deshaun Watson. I don't feel like in this space going down another heavy Deshaun Watson opening thought or anything about the Calgary Flames. By the way, Brad Treliving, you know, gold medal for you. Deshaun Watson, are you going to be the first professional athlete that no matter how much you can dazzle us with your skill, we're not going to be able to forget all just the horrible things you've done and the horrible person you seem to be right now? And we've moved on from Tyreek Hill. I feel like, anyway, nope, not going to do it. Instead, let's have some fun with the greatest football player of all time, Tom Brady. You see, here on Gameplay, today is Tampa Bay Buccaneers Day, and we're wrapping up this week's AFC and NFC South coverage a little bit later. James Yarcho of Bucks Nation and Locked On Bucks Podcast is going to join us around 2:30, and the team preview today is all about Tampa. We're getting you set for the season, betting angles, fantasy, and big picture looks at each team, and today is Tampa. So with that in mind, let's have a fun Friday and immerse ourselves in the unbelievable career of Tom Brady. And let's do this in a chronological order, shall we? Let's start with his college career. I want to give a massive shout-out to former Michigan Wolverines head coach Lloyd Carr. The man is in the College Football Hall of Fame. And maybe it's because he went 122-40, won a national championship, won 5 Big Ten titles. No, for me, the reason this man is in the Hall of Fame, because he's the only man that kept Brady on the bench for 2 years. For 2 years, Brady was the backup quarterback because he couldn't beat Brian Greasy. Yes, Brian Greasy had a cup of coffee, had a couple good moments with the Broncos. Brian Greasy. By the way, when his year to start, Brady nearly didn't win the starting job. He had to beat out Drew Henson to get it. Kids, Google Drew Henson. You won't find him. All right, so let's go from the from his college days to the draft. Let's go back to the 2000 draft. And just to remind everyone, yeah, I know he went 199th. Do you know that 6 quarterbacks were taken ahead of him? By the way, shout out to defensive back Matt Bowen. I don't know where you are right now. He was the guy drafted 1 pick before Tom Brady. His NFL career, 8 years, 77 games, 4 interceptions. Now, let's go to his first ever start. October 8th, 2001. In that month, The Sopranos was on its 3rd season. Fallen by Alicia Keys was the number one song. Training Day, Denzel Washington, was the top box office movie in August or October of 2001. Do you know what happened on Tom Brady's first play as a starter, making his first start in the NFL? His first play, he was sacked. And the Patriots would have to punt on their first possession. But that's about all that went wrong for Belichick and company as New England beat up on the Colts 44-13. Not the first, nor would it be the last time that a Brady-Belichick team would make life miserable for Peyton Manning. Tom Brady's numbers were ordinary. 13 of 23 for 168 yards. 23 pass attempts for an entire game. That would be a first half of what he did last year with Tampa Bay. Now, one of the major newspaper articles that day said the Brady Bunch. Man, how many times do you think lazy copy editors decided to use that headline in his rookie year, or second year, or third, or every year? And I'm going to read a quote. Second-year quarterback Tom Brady was impressive in his first NFL start. He did a good job of recognizing the blitz and completing short touch passes. He also had a good feel on third down, converting several chances just past the sticks. Despite his inexperience, he was unfazed by the pressure and was able to lead the team. Drew Bledsoe will probably be out for 6 to 8 weeks as he recovers from injuries. When he comes back, though, things could get interesting. Oh, a little foreshadowing. And yeah, things did get interesting. Drew Bledsoe was great, by the way, in the AFC Championship game that year. But yes, this Brady fella was unfazed by the pressure. ESPN on that day of Tom Brady's first ever start, the headline, Drew-less Patriots stun Colts with 44-13 victory. Let's go to the betting angle. Tom Brady, straight up, 243-73. Postseason, 35-12. If you bet on Brady on the money line, you won money. Now, against the spread, 60% winning percentage in the regular season. Pretty damn good. In the playoffs, 54%. The story behind the stat, Brady, comfortable under pressure, knew how to win close games. Didn't cover, but usually won. Only twice was he an underdog in the Super Bowl, in his first Super Bowl and his last. First, he was a 2-touchdown underdog against Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, and the Rams. His last Super Bowl against Kansas City, he was a field goal underdog against Mahomes. He won both those games. The game that cost people the most money? Oh, I remember it well as a Giants fan. The Patriots were 18-0 in the 2007 season. They were a 12.5-point favorite against the Giants. They lost. His biggest Super Bowl odds? The first one. Going into the 2001 season, the Patriots were 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. The story behind that stat? The Saints this year with Jameis Winston have shorter odds at 40-1. A fun betting stat. Brady has more against the spread covers than the Panthers, Jaguars, or Texans have wins in franchise history. Over the last 6 years of Brady's career, he's been listed as an underdog 7 times. 7 times he's been an underdog in his last 6 years. That's crazy. And over that span, when Brady was the underdog, the quarterbacks he faced were guys like Mahomes, Rodgers, and Breeze. Now, let's end with some wild, nutty, crazy Brady stats. Only 3 teams have more playoff wins than Brady. The teams. One of them is the Patriots. Well, they had Brady. And, you know, they collected a bunch of wins before Brady was even in the NFL, obviously. The other 2 teams, the Steelers and the Packers. The Steelers won their first playoff game in 1972. Green Bay, you got to go back to 1961. So, yeah, the only teams with more playoff wins than Brady are teams that were around for, like, 50-plus years. No quarterback has played in a Super Bowl after the age of 40. Brady's played in 3. He's won 2 of them. The Super Bowl has been going on since before men landed on the moon. Yet Tom Brady has played in 18% of the Super Bowls. He's got 86 touchdown passes in the postseason. Montana and Aaron Rodgers are tied for second with 45. He's never had a losing season as a starter. His worst year was 9-7. Last year, he was basically twice the age of his right tackle. And here, baby, this might be my favorite stat. He has the second most rushing yards of any football player after turning 40. Take his stats from the 20s. In his 20s, he wins a Hall of Fame. 3 Super Bowls, 21,000 yards. In his 30s, over 40,000 yards, 309 touchdowns, 2 MVPs and a Super Bowl. In his 40s, over 23,000 yards, 168 touchdowns, 3 more Super Bowls. The man spent most of his career in the AFC, yet only Brett Favre has more wins against NFC teams in the playoffs. And of course, his 7 Super Bowl wins are more than any other franchise. We could do this all day. Salute to you, Tom Brady. And that's my opening thought.
I'm finished.